kintsugi, or golden journey, is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery, which after is painted with gold to give it a new life. And in fact, it gets much bigger value now. And I really like this analogy with our life. When something is internally broken, or let's say when our heart breaks, we don't usually throw it out, right? We repair it and get better. But what is neurokintsugi? And my today's guest, Kristiine Matskere, is the perfect person to ask all about it, as she has learned this type of art therapy from its creator herself. And I loved to learn why specifically golden color is used for this technique, and what parallels can we draw with gold and people. In this episode, you'll also learn what does neurokintsugi session look like, and what materials do you need to start with it. This is Unknown Cool People Podcast. Enjoy, cool listener.
I am therapeutical art life coach, and in addition, I am also neurokintsugi coach or instructor, because I have also possibility to learn others how to do it.
And to teach, you mean?
To teach others. And not only that, but it's what I'm focusing currently. And yes, it's quite new method, neurokintsugi. It is only 3.5 years old now, or young, we can tell. It is developed a little bit. The main idea started, this neuro part started from neurographic. As a developer, Irina Martinova, a Ukrainian lady who developed this method, is an instructor of a neurographic, so she started a little bit to connect this neuro part from neurographic and kintsugi from this Japanese philosophy and culture. But currently, when I'm working more and more in developing this method, neuro means not only neurographic, as we are using just some part, some elements, like this bionic line, this fixing of all sharp places. It's coming in this neuro part little bit.
Let me ask you, what is neurographic exactly?
Neurographic is another method that is used for therapeutical purposes, and it's also, they are using lines and art to transform our brains on something more positive way.
Someone who is listening, how to visualize this. So I come there to you, for example, and you say, okay, we are going now to do neurokintsugi. So I sit down, I have a white paper in front of me, I have some pen or pencil, right? And then you teach me how to draw these things, or I have to have intention. Why did I come there? And then I draw some lines that are not broken lines, that are really like flowing on the paper with a curvy, rounded shapes. How does it work?
Yeah, so there are different techniques, but the main idea, yes, we talk to get out what is the topic, the theme that we are working today, what is important for you. Because in neurokintsugi, we are focusing as from philosophy, from this kintsugi, we are taking this idea that every one of us is a little bit more or less broken because of some different situations in life. So we are taking some topic, and it can be broad, like, for example, just I want to fix myself or my life, or I want something specific. For example, I lose some loved one and my heart is broken, or I missed the job and I'm just this part, professional part is broken, or, for example, my health is out of order and I miss something of it. So I can be in a broad range or something specific. And also the light level, as I am talking, it's every day's broken situations, like a lot of stress, or we just get some difficult conversation or something like that. It's also possible to do and choose it like a topic. And when we start to work, I am showing at the beginning these lines. Yeah, as you told, it's curvy lines, but it's like light and natural lines that we see around in a world, but natural world, not what a person is built, that is very straight and with sharp corners, but a natural lines that we see on trees, on mountain tops, on a sea, on a river flowing way of these natural lines. And what it means, we don't need to go very strict and straight lines to draw, but we are trying at the beginning just to let our hand to flow and make these lines to come. And this is a main idea what we use, but we need little bit different line each time. Then we go from point A to point B in our lives also. So we need little bit different, not very straight, and what we see in houses or built ways and so on. So it is what we are starting to. And then we are going a little bit more deeper and follow techniques. Mostly we start a little bit to test with different materials, but Neiro Kintsugi is about a goal. As a original idea is what we are fixing, and kintsugi means joint with a gold. So we are using a gold marker and drawing with that all our steps and brightening up our feelings, ourselves, as we are getting together all pieces of this topic or our lives or ourselves, and being the whole, the more beautiful, more valuable again. And not because we are putting a goal, but as we are embracing this, that we have been imperfect, that something had happened with us, and we are embracing it and showing a beauty from that. It's also a little bit coming from concept of wabi-sabi, maybe if you know what there is a beauty in imperfection. So it's a little bit, all these Japanese concepts are a little bit together, crossing sometimes in this philosophy. And actually, this theory and this philosophy is taken to psychology world a lot of years before, and some therapists are using it in process for helping to heal persons with different traumas and like also daily painful experiences. But in art, it's quite new. So it's that's why it's not known technology so much yet.
How did you get to this technology? You yourself are an artist?
I am with art from a small childhood, but I went, my mission is to help people. It is 100% in myself. And my first choice was to go a more medical way. I was working as an eye health professional for 11 years now. I liked that, but I burn out. I burn out and come some health issues. I had this part when my health was broken. And in addition, when I didn't react so fast, I get an addition trauma of a right hand, that is my mind hand. I was not able to do all that I was doing before, not able to work as much, not to do some daily stuff, not learn so much different things, not writing my PhD thesis that I was doing. So I was like broken. I felt completely broken because I was taken away of my right hand, my health, and I went into quite deep hole in this depression feeling. I was not getting this diagnosis, but now talking with professionals, it seems like it was depression. And it was so dark and deep, it was like just lying down and do nothing because I can't do nothing and I'm not worthless. And yeah, it was very, very bad. And then I step by step turned back to the art. Just with colors, just to try to do something. And then actually first what I get from this technology is I get to know about neurographic. I started to learn it. It was my first step. And then I meet my teacher, Irina Martino, who is the developer of Neiro Kintsugi. And I get her energy and I was like wanting to get everything from her. And then I get to know about this Neuro Kintsugi method. I tried it on the first training what she provided, like an introduction, and I was like, oh my God, this is so wonderful, and I feel that it will help me. At the beginning, I didn't know what I will be using it in the future. I had an idea what something with art can be my future ways to work, as I can't go back to my previous work because of this trauma that is not completely healed yet. But I was not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. And when I got to taste this neurokintsugi with gold and this specific technologies, when you are working and you actually are like really in this Japanese masters who is taking each piece and you are looking on it and we are polishing it and we are finding the right place for it. And the same we are doing in neurokintsugi, drawing technologies, but we are taking different parts of our life, different parts of maybe some difficult situation, and we are putting them together. And then you can cry in this process because sometimes it's very emotional and it can be hard. And sometimes you just do a little bit and then stop and need to time a little bit to process it. So it's not like very fast, just like to take ibuks or paracetamol or something like that. It's not like a fast drop just to heal. It's a process. Yes.
So that was my next question, actually. How long can it take? Like, okay, we can come to one session. One session lasts how long? 1 hour, 2 hours?
One session is about 2 hours. It depending of the technique.
Uh-huh. Mm. And then depending probably of the problem as well, it can like approximately, for example, let's say the problem of broken heart for whatever reasons.
So yes, it of course depends from person to person and also taking in consideration how long time, how you've been feeling and experiencing this problem. It can vary how much time you need and also how intense you can work on that. Because sometimes we had, for example, the course when I was like working with my topic, it was each week one session and we had after first five, I understood and I was able to go in a little bit different topics and go deeper. So it can take at least a month just to start and see something on a changing way. But already from the first session, because we can start not to going very deep, but start with some lighter lines, just what you are feeling, for example, today on this topic and start little bit to like touching it, not going deep in it. And you can already feel some changes during the process, because this is like about not the end result actually, but about the process. So we mm-hmm. already in process are feeling some changes, we are getting some answers or maybe getting some questions for us to later take a look on them.
And this process is like I'm sitting drawing, do I talk to you or I just kind of try to understand everything by myself and just drawing? Because if I, and some people might say, but I'm not like this artistic person, so I'm not going to draw on this thing. So can we go a little bit to this direction?
It's for everyone. You don't need to be artist or have good experience in drawing, because here you just need to be able to hold something in your hand and draw a line. And I am I have this teacher's gene. I can explain very simple and for each person to very understandable way how to do it. It's nothing specific. We don't need to now we come and draw a cat, for example, or draw our portrait or something like that. No, we are just working with lines. We are starting to see something in lines, some simple figures. It can be abstract, it can be just a circle, or can take something more like we see in a life. It's not something specific. And I am guiding. I am asking you a question. I am maybe a little bit putting you on a way, but the work you are doing with yourself, and I am reminding you, listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to your thoughts, listen to your emotions, and you choose what you want to do, how much you want to talk to me, how much do you want to reflect. I am guiding you, and it's by a person, because some is a little bit more shy and they are just a little bit when I am asking something directly or answering. Some are feeling so safe with me, but they want to talk and explain each process that they are doing or telling. But it's very personal and individualized process. I'm not pressing you to talk if you are not ready. I'm just maybe asking and reminding you how to do it and reminding to listen to yourself, because I'm not giving answers. At the end, if you would like some comments on something, then I can give you. But during the day, I'm just guiding and showing sometimes some possibilities or reminding you what does that mean for you, why you did that, what maybe it can mean in this situation or something that happened before. So I'm just like guiding, like a coach with a questions, a little bit, but during this process.
This was so interesting because, so I'm drawing and you are guiding me with these questions, but my answer is a drawing, right?
Yeah, it's a drawing, and you need to ask yourself what it means to you. Because when you are drawing a line, what is in this process, we are connecting and taking so much of the working space in a brain, because we are looking, we are drawing, we are using motorical skills. So we are giving so much work in a brain, but we have our part quite freely flowing and the answers just coming up in a mind. Not from the first time, not to all. Sometimes you need to work a little bit in deeper, because sometimes we are so before put it in a box that it's a little bit hard to allow ourselves just to think freely and just catch some ideas that pop up. Sometimes it's a little bit hard, but we are working it, and I'm helping if it's necessary with these processes. We have strict some rules and techniques that we should use. For example, sometimes it's some meditation that we should use in the middle of the process if it's like a big and very deep digging inside. But I am a feeling of a person. I am a person who can feel our person. So I am a little bit always adding something specifically for that customer that I am working. And when I feel that is any problem or I need to do something in different way, I am doing it just to help. Because it's sometimes very hard to understand that you are hearing in yourself. It's also a progress and learning process a little bit. I also work in groups. It is a little bit different in groups, but that's why I'm not taking huge groups. It's mostly till 10%. I have tested it's a maximum, but I can work to divide my focus and help also in a groups in a more individual way.
So, and it has to be in person, or can it be done also online?
No, it's also online. I'm working a lot online as I am living currently in Norway, but I really love to work with Latvian women all around the world. So digital age now helping a lot. It doesn't make big difference. Of course, in person, it's a little bit more effective, as I can give a little bit extra in our surrounding on a session, and it's a little bit easier to connect. But for me, it's not a big problem also on digital way. It's working.
So if we are in digital way, so I'm sitting in my home, I have to have some specific pencils, pens, I don't know, whatever material. Do I have to have a gold marker?
Yes, the most important is to have a gold marker, but you just find what you have in the shop. It's not like you need to have one specific kind. It's just find what it is on place in market or what you can buy, because it's also sometimes different pricing groups for this material. So just what you can afford, what you have in a shop, just buy that gold. It is possible to draw with the different colors, but effect is a little bit lower. Because gold, here come also theory about the gold. I like to explain it to my students. But if we think about gold and think about a person at the same time, gold is a material that can be hard and can be very soft. And same is with a person. We can be very hard and we can be very soft. When we look on a gold, it have a different colors. Same is with person. We sometimes are a little bit lighter, we are a little bit darker from a different situations. And when comes some additional light, so we are playing in a light same as a gold. We can shine to one person, we cannot shine to our person. So it's very, very deep and a lot of analogies on that, what we are doing and why we are using a gold in this method. Originally, it's using also silver and platinum, so it is also possible sometimes to use bronze. So it is possible if you can't find the gold, but you have some other metallic colors, it is a good alternative. And in some situations, I have worked when people, person don't have this specific color, when we are just putting intention on some other color, but this will be my healing, my rebuilding color, what I will be using in this process. But if compare when first effect also by visualizing come from a gold more effectively, because we have already this feeling that gold is something valuable and very beautiful. And also if we are, for example, people who are working with a lot of meditation or other energetical practice, we know that gold always is one of the color white or gold light is that come to us like a very healing and very complete light that is having everything that we need in our life. So it also can help. So it is possible to work with different materials, but gold, it is very, very suggestible, especially if we work in a case like several sessions in a row. It is very useful. And then we need white paper and colorful pencils. It is suggested. But if you don't have colorful pencils, but some other things like some, maybe children have some watercolors or some other colors or crayons or something like that, you can also use it. It's just when we need to remember that we can't go over with the gold, over with different materials, and we just destruct this marker. Mm-hmm. It's just a technical thing, but you can use everything that you like or you have at work. Or at home. Most is maybe, but you need to have 2 hours of a time for this session to go full this process, to a little bit talk, to a little bit go a little bit deeper in self and do this whole work. And at the end, of course, the most important is this therapeutical process and this way that we are going and what you are getting from this process. But at the end, you can also put in creativity as much as you have got already in this process and you have in your life and make this final work also beautiful for yourself. Because it must be beautiful for you because you're working with yourself, your life. It's not important what others are thinking, but I think when we are having the gold and this natural light, it's always beautiful. It can't be not beautiful. It's always very, very beautiful.
Well, also the way you talk about it, it just shines the passion and love and the way you move your arms. talking about it, it's really soft movement and it's really interesting to listen to you and to discover this new way for me, new way. And it's actually Neurokintsugi is quite new, as you've mentioned in the beginning. It's only 3.5 years new or old therapy way or tool how you can discover yourself. So if somebody is interested in digging a little bit deeper, how can they find about you? What do you offer and how they can start cooperation with you?
Yes, thanks for this question. You can find me on Instagram. Currently, I started about a year ago a page, The Womb Cave, that is on Latvian. But if you find after my name and surname, Kristine Matskere, where you can find also on English and Norwegian. And with the same, you also can find me on Facebook group. Soon, I hope at the beginning of the next year, I will also have web page with just my name, Christina, and surname Matskare.com. So it is in the building process because we are finding a way how to show this method to others. So I hope already the persons who are listening maybe get some inspiration of that. And I am providing one-to-one sessions in on-site and in digital environment. On-site, currently it is in Norway. And also I am providing group sessions. If someone is interested in wider collaboration, I am attending in different projects in digital and also on a place in Latvia and in Norway. So if it's some event, we have had some like day events or maybe some retreats when I can show you like a masterclass in a group. How to work with it, because it is very, very different techniques that we can use and put in the topics of individuals or in a group interests and show this possibility. Yeah, so it is possible to work in different ways. You just can contact me and we can discuss all the possibilities.
And you mentioned in the beginning also that you work with women. Is this therapy, is this approach only for women, or can men also contact you?
No, it's not only for a woman, it's for everyone. I have worked also with a man and also with not the children, but youngsters, like from 14 year old, but then just parents need to give improvement, because I'm not a therapist. I am just like a helping a person, like a coach, like person who supports. So it's the only thing I am always telling. I'm not a therapist, and I can also work with things like a depression, as I know that it helps. It helped me, so I know it helps. But I always I'm telling, discuss it with your therapist or with your family doctor to just be sure that you can do it and just inform about that. So yes, it is for everyone who wants to try, but I'm just a little bit more focusing with the women, because it's easier for me as being a woman to work it, especially as I just understand how it, and I have gone through this process, this broken process and this healing process in different things for women, like depression, like this outburn, as also a topic of infertility, for example, and other health problems. So it's what I'm just feeling completely, like 100%, but I can give also my experience and very straight guiding. But it is good also to work with others, so it's not like some limitations, you can tell.
Okay, thank you. And what is your definition of a cool person?
So I thought, and my first answer would come, it's the authentical person. It's a person who, it's not so much afraid to show what sometimes he looks crazy for another person, just because he's authentical and can show his uniqueness. And also I think it's a person who at least tries to go away, but he feels by his heart or soul and is following this feelings that he must do it or do it this his unique way. I think it's a cool person.
For me, it was a big relief that I don't need to be an artist to do neurokintsugi art therapy. Soon, I'll share with you my experience doing it with Christine. So stay tuned. And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe for more and share with your friends. Join me on Instagram for more backstage stories, and I see you next episode.